Bodies were brought to nearby hospitals after Sunday's attack in the Afghan capital.
I don't know the exact place. I heard a loud sound. All the people were running away. Nowadays, the situation in Afghanistan is very bad. I hope God will help us. Right now, all ways are closed, and we are waiting here, and we don't know when they will open the way. We were about to leave.
It was supposed to be a memorial at the city's second largest mosque, a chance for the people in Kabul to meet Zabihullah Mujahid, the Taliban's deputy information minister, and offer condolences for his mother's death. Hundreds of Taliban supporters and leaders had gathered to pay their respects. Multiple tiers of security were set up, but couldn't prevent the attack. Kabul has seen unprecedented safety and security in the last few weeks, with checkpoints gone and unrestricted movement in the streets. Minutes before Mujahid went to the memorial service, he spoke to Al Jazeera about the threat from ISIL in Afghanistan.
ISIL is not a visible thing here. They are in hiding. Some disturbances have been seen in Kabul and Jalalabad, but they are not present in other places. We are paying close attention, and we will not let them create unrest. And our suggestion to them is that they don't instigate fighting inside Afghanistan. This is an Islamic country. There is an Islamic government here. Foreign forces have withdrawn from the country. There has been a major jihad done against foreign occupation, so everyone must respect this. And if they don't respect this, they will face a very powerful reaction from Afghan citizens and also our forces. We will filter them out and will destroy their hideouts.
But destroying small groups with one or two ISIL fighters is easier said than done. Although no one has claimed responsibility, analysts see patterns with similar attacks which have been taking place in eastern Afghanistan.
Islamic State Khorasan province, for a few years back, they were downgraded a lot by the efforts of foreign security forces, the foreign security forces in Afghanistan, and the Afghan Taliban itself. But over the past years or so, it has witnessed a resurgence of their activities. So it continues to pose a threat, and one can say that the threat of Islamic State Khorasan province has been largely underestimated.
Sources have told Al Jazeera a number of people were arrested after the attack. Taliban fighters have been carrying out raids in search of ISIL fighters. In the last few weeks, dozens have been arrested in connection with attacks in Kabul and bombs targeting Taliban fighters in Jalalabad. If security deteriorates, it could further complicate a fragile aid effort for millions of Afghans.
NRC is increasingly worried, but predominantly we are worried about the impact of the upcoming winter. It is very cold in Afghanistan, and the needs are mounting. With the challenges we see with lack of physical cash and banks being closed, we don't have access to our bank accounts. We have reason to be concerned. In addition, the donors don't seem to be able to translate their pledges into actual grants.
The new Taliban government has promised its citizens security and safety and vowed that complicated affairs such as governance and education will be sorted later. But if an attack can take place despite heavy security in the heart of the capital, that dream of a peaceful, secure life under Taliban may remain just that. Osama bin Javed, Al Jazeera, Kabul.